Good afternoon. You are listening to the second hour of the Community Block, and we have guests in the studio today. We're starting off with the lovely people from Kiwanis Marabin, and then later on we'll be having the lovely Lee from Sandringham Lions Club. So we're going to kick off with a little ditty, and that would be one of Tim Vine's favourites, and that's Fleetwood Mac. Here we go. Gotta love a bit of Fleetwood Mac. You are listening to 88.3, The Sounds of the Bayside. This is the second hour of the Community Block, and I have two very lovely guests live in the studio with me, and they are both members of Marabin Kiwanis, and we have the president, Tim Vine, and we have Angela Randall, who is the Heart Kids coordinator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. And it's very sunny in Bayside. What a lovely day after the drizzle.
It is a pleasure to be here. And hello to all your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Now, today, we mentioned previously on the Community Block that Kiwanis had a relationship with Heart Kids Australia. Now, does Kiwanis have any other similar relationships with other organisations?
We do, Molly. We have quite a few other relationships, but one I'd like to mention to you is one of the foundations that your listeners may be well and truly aware of, and that's the Children First Foundation. And we have a very strong relationship with them, and that's mainly because we have similar objectives of looking after children of the world, and our motto is serving the children of the world, and the mission statement in our organisation is improving the world one child and one community at a time. So this is a really important aspect of us, and that is also very similar to that of Children First Foundation.
Right.
And they facilitate life-changing episodes for children who have major deformities or disabilities from all the disadvantaged countries.
Right.
Around the world.
Is that like the co-joined twins? Is it that type of thing?
Yes, it is. In fact, the co-joined twins were one of their episodes that they've managed through bringing the children here from Bhutan.
Yes.
But there, you may have seen on the news recently, there were also two young ladies or young girls from Cambodia with horrendous facial tumours.
Yes.
And so they are currently up at the Children First retreat, and they're helping all children with similar sorts of disabilities or abnormalities that can be congenital or acquired. And they are taken and referred from any source through to the Children First Foundation, and then there are a number of steps to get the children to Australia for surgery. And one of the things that we do is we coordinate a bit of funding through
yes.
the Australian Foundation, the Charitable Trust. And Tim, would you like to say something about the Charitable Trust?
I would love to. Yes.
Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Before I do, I'd just like to explain that this is a fairly recent association with Kiwanis and Children First.
Yes.
And for some time, it's been obvious, because of the synergy of our two organisations, that a lot of Kiwanis clubs off their own bat have been helping Children First. And it was decided last year that, in fact, we'd formalise that association. And the main purpose of that, or the main function of that association, is obviously fundraising. There's a lot involved there, but also working with the foundation in doing things like working bees. And,
right. Ooh, super.
Yeah. So it was really to formalise it, and one of the ways that we've done that is to make Children First Foundation a registered charity as part of the Kiwanis Australia District Charitable Trust.
Right.
Charitable Foundation, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
So now you can actually make donations to Children First through the Kiwanis Foundation, and so we've made that a formality in actual fact.
Oh, that's super. So if people want to make a donation, they can get in contact through Children First Foundation through Kiwanis Moorabbin.
Absolutely.
And other branches of Kiwanis. And so what is the history of Children First Foundation?
Children First Foundation was it actually started back with Moira Kelly.
Wow, Australia. She's done a lot of work, hasn't
Absolutely.
She?
She has.
And she got a group of volunteers together to assist in bringing a couple of kids who needed operations from overseas.
Yes.
And being Moira Kelly, she ran around and put the hard word on them and got them to volunteer their work. It carried on, and then Rotary in Australia, in fact the local district here, made a donation of a property up at Kilmore, one of the local farmers up there,
right.
Rotarian, and Rotary actually organised a property which they moved from Bright down to Kilmore,
right.
Set it up, and that became the original homestead that was used by Children First. It later became the Miracle Smiles property and
yes.
The retreat, and that's virtually how the foundation got started.
Sounds like a beautiful part of the world to set up a retreat.
It
and it would be a treat, I would imagine. And Moira Kelly, my goodness. Yes, she has an Order of Australia.
Yes,
correct.
She does.
Thanks to
and
all
the Miracle Miles
work.
Name actually reflects the work that the volunteers do, and there's up to 90 volunteers
yes.
working
wow.
through the retreat up there. And it reflects the outcome for the children, because they go through one to many surgeries, depending on the deformity or the abnormality. And it's very, very relaxing for the children, and as well as doing rehab type activities, they're also put through their education program, so they also have teachers up there that will volunteer their time. Wow. As well as nurses, the surgeons go up and check the children.
Oh, how terrific. So they don't have to be confined to the hospital for the whole time.
No, not at all.
Which would obviously be enormously beneficial for their mental health.
Yes, yeah. Mm. And the retreat houses up to 23 children a year that come through the program. And the children are treated at either Monash Medical Centre Children's Hospital or the Royal Children's Hospital. And the surgeons, the nurses, the anaesthetists, the allied health personnel, they all volunteer their time. So the hospital allows the children to come in free of charge,
right,
via the government. And then the surgeons, as I've said, they've all volunteered their time, and then they're taking up to the retreat up in Kilmore, and they're able to recover under really good circumstances. So it absolutely is miracle miles for those children.
Certainly sounds like it. And how wonderful of those therapists to donate their time for
free. They're absolutely dedicated, Molly. They're wonderful.
Hats
absolutely.
Off to them. Hats off to them.
Absolutely.
It all relies entirely on the volunteers. The surgeons, of course, give their time pro bono. But the volunteers are the key to it.
Mm.
And in fact, the retreat is used not only after the surgery, but before surgery as well. Because a lot of these kids, when they're brought to Australia, which is all covered by Children First, a lot of them are below weight for anaesthetics. So
yes,
they have to go to the retreat, recover, get their correct weight up before they can actually undergo the surgery. And of course, you saw that with the Bhutanese twins. They had to spend a couple of months up there before they were in a state that they could be operated on.
So if people would like to volunteer at the retreat, how would they go about that? How would they contact you, Tim?
No, that has to be done through Children First.
Right.
Yeah. And but what we can do is we can facilitate assistance in the form of contributions, and we do that through our foundation.
Right.
And that's done through GoFund, GoFundMe.
Oh, yes.
Basically, if you go to that site, look up GoFund, in the search put Kiwanis.
Yep.
And it'll bring
that's
up...
That's K-I-W-A-N-I-S.
That's correct.
Kiwanis.
Yes.
I know how to say it. The first show I was saying Kiwanis for half the show. I got home and I smacked myself and kept saying Kiwanis, Kiwanis.
Oh, you did well. So if you went to Kiwanis, you'll actually get a page full of different charities that Kiwanis Foundation supports.
Yes.
And you select Children First, which is happens to be the third... charity.
Okay.
click on donate, and then you can make a donation online, anything from $5 up to whatever you want.
Super. Yes. Well, there you have it. That's a bit more information about Children First Foundation. And we're going to have a bit of the Beatles now.
Oh,
all you need is love.
Oh, indeed.
But you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. We'll be right back. see there isn't shown. There's no way you can be, there isn't where you're meant to be.
Artists of all ages and stages are invited to perform every Saturday at Princeton View Allerthy Aged Care. The Creative Community Open Microphone from 10:30 a.m. to midday. We'll shout you a coffee at our state-of-the-art Ratho Cafe, and if our audience loves you, you could land a paid gig at Princeton View Allerthy Aged Care, 29 Heathfield Road, Brighton East. For details, call Samantha on 8591 0200.
Southern FM sponsor.
Windscreen, steering wheel, dash, roof, door, roof, door, gear stick, headrest, passenger.
Without a seatbelt, your body is a pinball that can also severely injure others in the car. Belt up or suffer the pain.
Australia needs to wake up to the potential dangers of drinking alcohol. The Salvation Army's new alcohol awareness campaign highlights that low levels of alcohol consumption can increase the risk of breast cancer as well as colorectal cancer. Australians continue to drink at very damaging levels. Get the facts for yourself by downloading a free brochure on alcohol from salvationarmy.org.au. That's salvationarmy.org.au.
Every Sunday morning from 10:30 a.m, join us for Beyond the Boundary. We'll give you all the latest news in the VAFA, the VFL and the Southern Footy League.
We'll also catch up with somebody from the Sandringham Zebras to find out what's going on with our local VFL club. Aaron Hamill.
Pleasure, boys. Good morning.
Jake Batchelor.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Nathan Wright.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m.
Beyond the Boundary, your home of local footy.
Beyond the Boundary on 88.3 Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
Oh, that really is the sounds of the Bayside, isn't that lovely? Good old Deeksie with the waves.
Yeah.
And you are listening to, excuse me, I've got the hands today. You are listening to the second hour of the Community Block, and we have lovely guests, the Angela Randall from Kiwanis Moorabbin and the President Tim Vine. And we have been talking about the relationship that Kiwanis has with the Children First Foundation and the wonderful work that they do. Now, would you like to tell me about the relationship between Kiwanis and Children First Foundation and how that works?
Love to, Molly. As I explained, part of it is making donations and enabling the channeling of the work that we do towards the foundation in a formal manner. As I mentioned previously, a lot of different Kiwanis clubs were doing work for Children First, raising money for them, running functions for them. For example, we helped them run a charity walk down at Karkaruk Park. And
oh, I love Karkaruk Park. What just, a beautiful just setting.
Just by providing the manpower to organise it. We organised a dinner with the CEO, Elizabeth Lodge, to come along. Invited the public along as an opportunity for anyone from the public to hear a little bit about Children First, what they had done. And she actually came from the Children's Hospital after the twins had been separated, saw them separated, came straight to our dinner and was able to report on that.
Oh, how wonderful.
There was nothing so moving. You can imagine what it was like.
I can only imagine, yes. It was very moving. You were just showing me some before and after pictures of the children that have had surgery, and my goodness, one of those pictures of a little boy, his foot was at right angles to his shin, and now he's kicking a football.
That was his aim in life. That's right.
So there you go. That's just absolutely life-changing for these children and their families as well.
Right.
And and another one of the pictures was a young girl that had extra brain tissue, which was quite disfiguring on her face. And of course that can be very, very, people can be very sort of disenchanted and, segregated because of that, physical.
What happens, Molly, is in their own communities, they're generally shunned.
Yeah, they're ostracised.
They're not accepted, they're ostracised. Mm. And after they've been operated on here, they can go back and join their community as a normal member of that community.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't recognise some of them.
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that being shunned by the community, they're locked away, the poor children, and the families stay away from the community because of that ostracism. Mm. And the surgery that's performed here by our doctors is just absolutely wonderful. Now, they only proceed with the surgery and the children are brought here only if they do not have the same sort of facilities or opportunities for correction of the deformity in their own country.
Right.
So they're not brought here just as a matter of fact, but there has to be a reason, and the reason is they cannot be treated in their own country. And now over the 20 years since 1999, they've treated 400 children. And they've come from all over the world, from places like Papua New Guinea, from Sri Lanka, from India, from Bhutan, as we know. And we now, as I mentioned earlier, we now have two young ladies from Cambodia. And if your listeners saw them on the news about a week ago,
yes,
one of them had a horrific benign tumour or non-malignant tumour, and her face was at right angles. So it pushed her face right out of shape. And so what the surgeons will do is take that tumour away, and the craniofacial people will then straighten up her face and put it back to what would be a normal-looking face.
Yes.
And the same with the growth of the brain. What happens is the fissures of the brain in infants and young children don't open up the way they should and grow.
Right.
And so the brain is still growing, but the bones are not. And so the only way out is through the frontal sinuses, and they end up with horrific growths on the front of their nose that looks like an absolutely enormous nose, but it's not. It's brain tissue.
Right.
And so they have to have craniofacial surgery first to open up the fissures and create a space for the brain to eventually
so
be put
it's not,
back.
So it's definitely not a quick fix.
No,
so,
it's not. No, it's over months.
Hence the retreat coming in.
And the retreat is fantastic because the children are there. They're treated as normal little children and they have a lot of fun, a lot of love given to them. A member of the family comes out with the child from wherever they've come from and they support the child while perhaps there's other siblings at home with mum or dad. So it's a wonderful place for all involved, really.
Super.
Yes, yes.
What a fantastic foundation. That's the Children First Foundation.
Fabulous.
And they have a relationship with Kiwanis.
Yes.
And The time's just whizzed around today, guys.
It has.
It's nearly 3:30. We've got the lovely Lee Murray from Sandringham Lions Club waiting to come in. So we'll sign off. I would like to thank you both very much, Tim Vine and Angela Randall from Kiwanis Maradon.
Thanks for having us, Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
We will see you the same time next month. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much for joining us.